Welcome to the Two Brother in Their Sports podcast. I'm your co-host, Arif.
And I'm your other co-host, Arsh.
And today on the show, we have a pretty big episode. We're going to be talking about March Madness, giving our picks until the round of 16 for each of our brackets. And this is as if none of the games happened or some of them already took place, but this is our picks that we had going into the tournament. So, Arsh, why don't you take us away and start with the East?
Yeah, so starting with the East, the first game, and it's always going to be the one seed at the top or all the way at the bottom. Here, it's UConn versus Stetson. I have the one seed taking this one. I have UConn winning.
I agree with this. They are the consensus number one seed. I don't think they're going to have any trouble in the first game.
Yeah, and then the next one is FAU versus Northwestern. I actually have the upset here. I think Northwestern, the 9 seed, beats the 8 seed here and advances to the second round against UConn. And then the third game is San Diego State, the 5 seed, versus the 12 seed UAB. I think San Diego State wins this one, and I think that they're going to make a deep run.
Yeah, I instead of Northwestern, I actually have FAU. I know they had a really good run last year. They came back with a lot of the same guys that they had last year, so they have tournament experience, and I think they're going to be a really good team geared for a later run. And then San Diego State, I also picked over UAB. We know that they won the tournament 2 or 3 years ago. They're a great team, incredible defense, and can score if they want to. That'll be the biggest question, though, if they can put up offensive points. And I also have them going very far in the tournament.
Yeah, and then going to Auburn versus Yale, the 4 seed versus 13 seed. Some 13 seeds in my bracket I had beating the 4 seed. Not here. I have Auburn winning. And then the next game, which already happened, was BYU versus Duquesne. I actually had BYU in this game. I thought at the end of the game that this was a very good game. This is why I love March Madness. But I thought BYU had a good chance to come away with that win, and it just didn't fall in place. So congrats to Duquesne. I got that one for sure wrong. Some of these I'll probably get wrong, but this one I got for sure wrong. I had BYU going into the tournament.
Yeah, so I also have Auburn beating Yale. I think that could be an upset, but Yale, we saw them play in person, actually not a very well and well put together team. So I think that that could be a problem here, especially if their star doesn't show up. For BYU Duquesne, I at 12:11, the game started at 12:15. I had Duquesne. I went in and I switched BYU, and I was cheering for BYU, and they just couldn't get it done. We know that they really couldn't score. They started the game off in a drought, and that was really the trend for a lot of these teams that lost on Thursday afternoon. They started behind and they just really couldn't get over that hump. Now there were some teams that were able to, but most of them didn't. And Duquesne was one of those upsets that ended up beating BYU. And then the next game is Illinois-Morehead State. And I actually have I had Illinois winning. They ended up winning 3 seed versus 14 seed. Arsh, I don't know if that's one of the upsets that you had.
Yeah, I actually did have Morehead State winning that game. I thought Illinois would have a first round exit similar to Purdue last year and just not play a great game. They ended up playing a very, very good game, held Morehead State to under 70 points, scored over 80 points. So that was a pretty good game for Illinois. I got that one wrong too. And then the last two games that also happened, but the last two games of the Eastern bracket, was Washington State, the 7 seed versus the 10 seed Drake. I had Washington State in that, and that's what ended up happening. They ended up winning, and that was a pretty good game, close game as well. And then finally, Iowa State versus South Dakota State. Iowa State manhandled South Dakota State, and that's I had Iowa State advancing, and I also think that they are poised for a pretty deep run in this year's tournament.
Yeah, I agree with both of those picks. That's exactly who I made. I think the problem here is these are two really good teams, Iowa State and Washington State, facing off in the round of 32. They are both very good, and they are both going against each other. So one of them is going to have to lose, and I think that could be a really good matchup to watch for on Friday. I mean, sorry, on Saturday afternoon, because like you said, Iowa State could make a deep run, but some of my brackets have Washington State making it all the way to the Elite Eight, and I think one has them to the Final Four. So they're both very good dark horse teams that could make a deep run this year. And now I guess let's move over to the West. And like you said, always starting with the one seed, North Carolina over Wagner. I predicted that also. We know UNC is top five is a top five team in the nation, very well coached by Hubert Davis. Great recruits play well together, and RJ Davis and Baycott are really the glue of that team. So they're looking for a deep run this year.
Yeah, I also have North Carolina winning. I had North Carolina winning over Wagner, and they ended up doing that by over 25 points. Huge win. Great game, great showing for them, like you mentioned. And then the second game of the Western bracket is Mississippi State versus Michigan State, the 8th seed versus the 9th seed. I picked the 9th seed here. I picked Michigan State, and that's what ended up happening. The upset ended up happening by 17 over by 18 points. I think this was an amazing game too. It wasn't this close. It wasn't this far the entire game, but Michigan State had built up a pretty good lead. Now, I remember in the first half, it got pretty close where Mississippi State came back, but Michigan State was able to hit their shots and pull away. I think they are a very good team, but they're going to have a tough matchup coming up against North Carolina.
Yeah, I think the problem here was Michigan State really got going early again, and Mississippi State was stuck behind. I picked Mississippi State, so I got this game wrong. I thought that Tom Izzo's coach Trojans wouldn't be able to make it to the next round, but obviously they were able to. And like you said, Mississippi State tried to bring it close, but again, they fell behind early, just couldn't overcome that deficit. I think it was 15 points going into the mid second half, so it was pretty far apart at that point. The next game is St. Mary's Grand Canyon. I have St. Mary's again, another very good team that I have going pretty far in my bracket. And the next in that is whoever wins would play Alabama Charleston. I also have Alabama, and again, 13 and 4 seeds are very unpredictable here. I think there could be an upset here, especially with Alabama. I know they're not the best team and haven't played well as of late, but I still picked Alabama here. I think they are a better team. I think they'll be able to beat Charleston.
Yeah, so St. Mary's versus GCU. I picked the 12th seed upset.
Wow.
I picked GCU over St. Mary's. I think that they can win this game. And then Alabama versus Charleston. I think Alabama is going to come away with it, which means that GCU and Alabama will be in the second round playing each other.
Yep, and then after that is Clemson versus University of New Mexico. And I actually have UNM winning this game. Now, I know it's crazy to think, but in Clemson's great. They're the 6th seed, obviously, in this division, but if you think about it, they lost to UNC recently. They didn't, I mean, not UNC, NC State, and they did not play well in the ACC tournament. I know they made a pretty deep run, but I just have the upset here. 11 6 seeds are games that are also particularly unpredictable, and I'm going with the upset here. I think Clemson crumbles.
Yeah, I disagree. I have Clemson winning this game versus New Mexico. I think they can come away with it. And then the next game is Baylor versus Colgate. I got Baylor winning this game too. I don't have the upset by the 14 seed. I think Baylor can win this game, and then it'll be Clemson versus Baylor in the second round.
Yep, I also have Baylor. And then going to a game that happened yesterday at the time of this recording, Dayton, Nevada. I picked Nevada. I
Man.
picked Nevada, and oh my gosh, I was watching this game and I was so happy. And then they overcame like a 20-point deficit or 21-point deficit to come back, and Dayton won by 3 points. And let me say, Nevada had the ball down two with, or down one maybe, with 25 or 30 seconds left, and they turned the ball over. And then they lost the game. Like, that's crazy. So Nevada really just crumbled here. I was hoping for an upset. I picked the upset, and Dayton ended up making an improbable comeback. This is one of the teams I said, if they were down early, they were one of the teams I was able to overcome that. Usually it doesn't happen, but it happened here. And then Arizona, Long Beach State, I had Arizona. I have Arizona going very deep in my tournament, so I need them to continue winning.
I agree with that last part. I also had Arizona. For the Dayton Nevada game, I also had Nevada, and I shared the exact same feelings as you. I mean, I think it was a 20-2 run to close out the game that Dayton had. I think Nevada was up by 18 points at the
Yeah.
end of the game. That's absolutely crazy. They choked and so badly. That's so horrible. And then like you said, they had that chance at the end of the game. I think they were down 2 points, and they had the chance to either tie or win the game with, I think, 25 seconds left. They could have ran the clock down to like 10
Yeah.
seconds. They threw the ball in the paint. Their big man tried to do some post moves and like
They
cross.
post up and like did a crossover in the paint, and
Yeah.
he turned the ball
And
over.
into his legs and immediately lost the ball, and that was game over. So that is such a horrible way to go out. And the way that they choked it, I mean, the upset was right. They were up by 18 points. It's
They had a chance. They should have
improbable.
done it.
It was improbable that Dayton came back and actually won the game, that the underdog didn't win the game, but it ended up happening. So that was a hard game to lose out on. I know a lot of Dayton fans and people that picked Dayton must be super happy right now. As a person that picked Nevada, I am not happy with how that game ended. I think that could have been handled better by Nevada. But now we can move on to the southern part of this bracket.
My favorite division of this bracket.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I think the first game for me is the most important. It's Houston versus Longwood. I'm picking the 16th seed. I don't care. I think Longwood ends up beating Houston in the first round of the NCAA tournament. It's what happens. Remember last year. Remember Purdue. Remember UVA. This is what happens. It's hard to predict it. I think that this is the place that it happens. Three out
I
of the
think.
four seeds will win. But I think Houston this year will crumble in the first round, have a horrible game, and Longwood will be able to take advantage and win it.
I think it's way more likely to pick a 15 versus 2 seed, and that's
Yeah,
happened the last three
absolutely.
tournaments. Yeah, I know,
Absolutely.
but this
But
has
I'm
only
saying,
happened, a 16-1 seed's only happened, I think, twice in tournament history, ever.
I think it's
Like,
happened more than that.
no, I think it's only been twice. So that's the crazy part about this pick. And Houston is the number two team in the nation, top 25 polls. So according to the AP top 25 polls, and they are a team that, like, I think 20% of the nation has winning their whole bracket. So
I
that
think
was a
that all gets broken in the first round.
Yeah,
I hope
that's
it is.
crazy. I also have them make a deep run. I picked Houston, not Longwood. And then after that, Nebraska, Texas A&M. I have Nebraska. I think they are a dark horse team. I think they could make it really far. Like I said, some of my brackets also have Nebraska going to the Final Four. So I think they could make a big run here. I think they do beat Texas A&M early, and then they're set up for a good run later on.
Yeah, I got Texas A&M advancing to pretty, not so far in the tournament, but pretty far. I have them winning this game against Nebraska. I have them pulling off the upset as the 9 seed, which actually it's like more probable for a 13 seed, at least for this year especially,
To
or
be the
like an
four seed, I think.
it's more probable for an 11 seed to beat a 5 seed than a 9 seed to beat an 8 seed, which is pretty crazy to think about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have Texas A&M pulling off the upset in this game. And then the next game is Wisconsin versus JMU, James Madison, the 12th seed. And I have the 12th seed beating the 5 seed here.
Oh my
I have James
God.
Madison beating Wisconsin. There's so many upsets. Once we get to the next part of the bracket, we'll talk more about the
Oh, I
different.
have way more upsets coming
Yeah,
later.
and like the different upsets that already happened, even as we go further down this bracket, there's a ton of upsets that happened. These are the ones that I predict. I'm picking, so I think, yeah, three out of the first three games in this bracket, I'm picking upsets. I'm picking JMU over Wisconsin in this game.
Yeah, I'm picking Wisconsin. I think they're very well, a very good team. And then they're going against the winner of Duke, Vermont. I have Duke, but I'm very worried about Duke in this game. I think this is one of the highest percentages that a, like, if you're a 13 seed, I would want to go against Duke. They're a team that gets in foul trouble early, a team that doesn't score often. I know they have great big men and great players and guards that can play well when they need to, but if they don't play well, which doesn't, which happens a lot, if they don't warm up, or if they aren't, like, don't warm up enough, this team looks really bad. Like, they do not look like a top 25 team. They look horrendous. And they close out the tournament losing to NC State, which we'll get to next, which is NC State versus Texas Tech. I picked that game correctly. I know a lot of people at NC State, including me. And then after that is Kentucky, Oakland. I had Kentucky like almost everyone in their right mind would. And Kentucky ended up losing to Oakland. They were down 38-35 at the half and then lost this game. So crazy upset right there.
Yeah, so Duke, Vermont, I got Duke winning. I think they advanced to the next round of the tournament. Texas Tech, NC State, I also had NC State winning this game, and I was very happy to see that they pulled through and did. And then Kentucky, Oakland, I also had Oakland. I thought Kentucky had a very good shot of winning that game as well. Didn't hit their shots at the end of the game. Ended up losing that game in a pretty bad fashion. It was not a far game. It was
Yeah.
very close for much of the game,
They're
and
also a team. They're also a team that lost a lot down the stretch. So they were in a losing streak coming into the tournament, which was a problem.
yeah, I understand that, but they still should have won this game. They had the chances down the stretch. They couldn't knock down the shots, and that's the part that really sucks. So I think they should have won that game. But next round will be NC State versus Oakland, which is actually pretty interesting to see an 11 seed versus a 14th seed. And then to close out this part of the bracket, the southern part of the bracket, it's Florida versus Colorado. I have Florida, the 7 seed, beating the 10 seed here. I think Florida ends up winning it. And then Marquette versus Western Kentucky. I got Marquette, the 2 seed, beating the 15 seed to make Florida versus Marquette in the second round.
I agree with that. And now we'll move to the Midwest Division. And I gave my pick last week on who I thought would win the tournament before the bracket was set. And I ended up changing that pick, not because Purdue loses here, but because later on, Purdue is a team that doesn't play well. So I have Purdue winning round one, but I don't know if that will continue because they're a team that consistently struggles in the NCAA tournament. And then next game in the Midwest is Utah State TCU. I know Utah State's a very good team, but I have TCU. I picked the upset here. I think this will be one of the best games to watch this tonight is going to be Utah State TCU because both very good teams, both teams are considered underdogs in the tournament, and I think they're both going to be really clawing for a lead in this game.
Yeah, I have Purdue winning in the first game versus Grambling State, and then I have Utah State winning the second game. I do think that it's going to be a pretty good game. Might be a blowout in Utah State fashion, but I could see it being a close game. I think Utah State pulls out though. The next matchup is Gonzaga versus McNeese. That already happened. I picked Gonzaga. They ended up winning by 20 plus points. And then Kansas Samford. I also had Kansas winning. This was a pretty close game
This was a
to
crazy
Samford.
game.
Yeah, Samford scored almost 90 points. It was a close game, but Kansas ended up pulling away.
Yeah, I think this was. I also had Gonzaga and Kansas. I have Kansas with Hunter Dickinson. The problem was they were trying to rest him, and then Samford went on a crazy run, and it looked really close. I think it was a 2-point game, was the closest it got. It was really not a 4-point game. And then Kansas really started to crumble, turn the ball over, and Samford had a couple turnovers late where they had a chance to win. This was a crazy ending to the game. I think it was 78-77 with 6 minutes left or something crazy like
Yeah,
that.
I
And
think so.
then Kansas ended up winning this game like I expected. But again, a crazy finish yet again. And Kansas was up closest. The furthest margin was 22 points. Kansas was up. And Samford cut it to a 1-point game. There was never any ties. Actually, no, I think Samford might have been leading, but there were never any ties in this game. It was back and forth and back and forth. And then Kansas ended up winning. And then my next game, Oregon, South Carolina. I did 50-50 in my brackets, and in the one where I really thought about it, I went South Carolina and Oregon ended up winning. And then Creighton, Akron, I went Creighton here. I have Creighton again, another team going extremely far in the tournament. So luckily they were able to pull that off. It looked like they were in trouble early on, but they got it going.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to go that far, especially after we saw how they played early on, like you mentioned. But I did have them winning this game versus Akron, and I was happy that they ended up pulling through. And then South Carolina, Oregon, I did have Oregon, the 11 seed, beating the number 6 seed, South Carolina. And I'm happy to say that it was a blowout. It happened by 14 points. That was an amazing pick. And I think when we get to the next round, Oregon versus Creighton, you're going to hear my pick, and it's going to be
There are
surprising.
huge upsets.
It's gonna be surprising for my next round picks. But then finally, to finish out the first round, we got Texas versus
A
Colorado
horrible
State.
game. This was a horrible game.
Yeah, and I had Colorado State winning. I thought that they could pull out the
Me
upset.
too.
They had no offense at all. Texas also didn't have great offense. It was 56-44. They only scored a collective 100 points, which is nothing in college basketball nowadays. So not a great game, but I think Colorado State had the chance. If they just played better, hit their shots, they would have won this game easily. Texas, congrats, they won the game. And then the last pick, and if you listen back to our episodes, you can hear our sneak pick at
Oh,
who's
yeah.
going
I
to win
forgot
the
about that.
I'm not going to say it right here, but I'm just saying it's in this bracket. You can listen to our old episode to hear who we thought would win, or you can listen through March Madness to hear our predictions. Tennessee versus St. Peter's. I had Tennessee winning. They won by 30 plus. Absolutely blew Tennessee. Absolutely blew St. Peter's out of the water, and that was my prediction. So, yeah, Arv, you can finish your predictions, and then we can quickly move to the second round.
Yeah, so Texas, Colorado State. I also had Colorado State. Again, a game that was very defensive, not a great offensive game. And then Tennessee, St. Peter's. I had Tennessee. So again, I agree with.
So now let's move on to the second round. We'll go back to the eastern part of the bracket where I had picked UConn and Northwestern, and I'm going to go with UConn, the number one seed in this game. The consensus, I think this was the number one or number two most picked team in America to win this bracket. I think that they advanced past this round at least. You'll hear my prediction for next round. I think they advanced past this round and end up beating Northwestern.
Yeah, I have UConn versus FAU, but we can agree on the same thing. I have Connecticut winning that game. And then next up, San Diego State versus Auburn. I have San Diego State winning this game. I think San Diego State, like I said, a very good defensive team. If they are able to get their offense going and hold Auburn down, This is a team that can be really scary. And like I said, they have the tournament experience. They just won the entire tournament 2 years ago, I think. So they're in a really good position going into this tournament. And they have UAB, and then they'll have to play Auburn or Yale. If it's Yale, it'll be easier for them. But I still think that SDSU gets it done.
Yeah, give me FCSU as well. I think that the upset happens here. San Diego State ends up winning. I have them going very deep in this year's March Madness, and I think that they can beat Auburn. If they can get Auburn out of the way, they're going to have the momentum to beat UConn in the next round. We'll see how that plays out in our predictions for that. And then the next game is Duquesne versus Illinois. Personally, I got both of these predictions wrong, so I have no bias in this. I think it would be awesome if Duquesne wins, and I think they have a good chance. The way they played against BYU, stuffing their defense, Dade Grant is amazing. And they have Rozier as well, who is amazing too. I think that they can easily win this game. It just comes down to how Illinois plays. So if they can have good defense like they did against BYU, totally shut them down, then I think they can win this game. I personally had BYU beating them in the first round, beating Morehead State in the second round, beating Iowa State in the third round, and then going into the fourth round of this year's tournament. And that obviously didn't happen because Duquesne was a good enough team. So I'm going to pick Illinois here. I think that their offense is going to be too good, but Duquesne has a very good shot at winning, and I think this will be a close game.
Yeah, Illinois Duquesne. I picked Illinois. It doesn't matter if it was BYU. My pick was Illinois no matter what. So I think that's fine. And then moving to Washington State, Iowa State. And this, again, is another game where I am 50-50 in my brackets. Some of Washington State, some of Iowa State. In the one where I really thought about it, I picked Iowa State. So I think this is going to be a really good game. I think this is going to be, like I said, two clashes of offense, two clashes of underdogs or teams that people aren't really familiar with in the tournament, but they are both very good.
Yeah, I agree. I also had Iowa State, but I could see Washington State becoming good enough, like in that game, to beat Iowa State. They are that good of a team, like you just said. Now let's move to the western side of this bracket. I have North Carolina beating Michigan State, but I think this will be a pretty good game too. But North Carolina is way too big of a powerhouse to lose to Michigan State, in my opinion.
I agree with that. I had UNC over Mississippi State, but I had UNC regardless. So hopefully that still comes true. And then next up is St. Mary's versus, for me, St. Mary's versus Alabama. My pick in this game was St. Mary's. Like I said, they're a very good team, a very well-coached team that I think is poised to make a deeper run in the tournament.
Yeah, so the next game for me is not St. Mary's, it's GCU versus Alabama, the 12th seed versus 4th seed, and I got GCU winning this game. I think they pull off the upset. I mean, there's always that one team that makes it deep into the playoffs, whether it's into the finals or in March Madness especially. There's always that one big seed, large seed, and I think that GCU has the chance to. Obviously, I don't think anyone would have predicted some of the teams that really, like Duquesne. I don't think that anyone's saying that before the tournament, Duquesne's good enough to make it all the way to the Elite Eight, but it obviously happened now. I think GCU, if they can have a good showing, that they are going to be good enough to make it to the Sweet 16 at least. So I have them beating Alabama, and then the last game, second to last game is Clemson versus Baylor in this part of the bracket, and I got Clemson, the 6 seed, beating the 3 seed Baylor. I think this is like 50-50, like you've been mentioning, but I got Clemson here.
I have Baylor, New Mexico. I went that with the higher seed Baylor here. I think New Mexico's great, but again, their run ends there. And then finally, for me, I had Nevada versus Arizona, and then I had Arizona winning no matter what. It's obviously Dayton, Arizona, but I think, like I said, Arizona's a very good team, especially with Caleb Love holding the fort down there, transferring from UNC. They're a really good team.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And then let's go to the southern part of this bracket. Longwood versus Texas A&M for me. And I had Texas A&M, the 9th seed, advancing to the Sweet 16. And then the second game was JMU versus Duke. I had Duke beating JMU on Kyle Filipowski and Jared McCain's back.
Yeah, I think that's wishful thinking. For me, I have Houston, Nebraska, and I picked Houston winning. Like I said, Duke is a team that is very inconsistent. They have been this whole year, and especially every year when they come into the tournament. Wisconsin, Duke for me, I picked Wisconsin in this game. I think Duke's going to have some trouble, and I really hope that's not the case as Duke fans, but it might be. And then next up, NC State for me versus Kentucky. This is where my bracket got saved. I know a lot of people had Kentucky going really far because of easy matchups. For me, I had NC State beating Kentucky. Now it's NC State Oakland. That's an even better chance for NC State. So I saw them winning that game.
That's a great save. I did not. I had Kentucky going far into the Final Four. Not happening anymore. I didn't make multiple brackets, so I only made one, and that's the prediction I made in that bracket, my main bracket. So I'm kind of messed up here, but I'm gonna go with NC State beating Oakland. I think Oakland had a very good game. It's like those miracle runs that we've always seen with 15 seeds, or Princeton last year as the 15th seed. It's a miracle run. They played very good against good teams, but then against like mediocre teams, they don't play as good. Kentucky is better than NC State, but NC State's still gonna beat Oakland while Kentucky couldn't. I think NC State advances to the next round. And then last for me is Florida versus Marquette. That's a 7th seed versus 2 seed. I get the 7th seed Florida winning. I think they beat out Marquette, and that's a lot of big upsets, but I think that that's what happens in the round of 32, and in the next round it'll end up being NC State versus Florida, which is going to be a crazy matchup.
Wow, yeah, for me, I had Marquette. I also have Marquette, Florida, but I picked Marquette winning this game. Again, they're a 2 seed. They are perennial. They're always in the tournament. So I think this is going to be a good chance for them to show what they can do. And then after that, for me, I have Purdue, TCU. This is what I'm talking about with Purdue being bad in the tournament. I think they could very easily win this game, but my pick is TCU. I have TCU making it to the Sweet 16 because Purdue and Zach Edey, I know they're great, but they in the tournament, they have historically been really, really bad. They lost last year and the year before. They're just not great. And so I have TCU winning. So if Purdue ends up losing first round, I'm fine. But if Purdue ends up making it to the second round, I have them losing.
Yeah, I'll keep this quick. I also had I didn't have TCU winning. I had Utah State, but I also had Purdue getting upset in the second round. I think Utah State, the 8th seed, ends up beating Purdue and knocking them out of the tournament. And then the next game that I got both right, and this is for sure, is in the second round. It's Gonzaga versus Kansas, and I got Kansas winning this. I think this will be a good game, but Kansas is just a better team.
Me too. Kansas is great with Hunter Dickinson. Next up for me, I had South Carolina Creighton, but it's Oregon Creighton. And I said Creighton's gonna make a deep run. So for me, they are the team that's gonna win this game.
Yeah, I actually picked Oregon and I picked Creighton. I think Oregon is the team that I had advancing. I think that they can beat Creighton. That's another large seed getting knocked out. I think Oregon, the 11th seed, is good enough to beat Creighton. And then finally, for the last game, for me, it was Texas, but it's actually, sorry, for me, it was Colorado State, but it's
But
actually
it's actually Texas.
Texas versus Tennessee. And I got Tennessee winning this game, advancing to the next round.
I agree with that. Make sure you guys stay tuned next week for our Sweet 16 and Elite 8 picks. It's only gonna get more exciting, so make sure you guys stick around and also share your brackets with us in the comments. Let us know who you guys have winning.